Kicking off another brand new hour here of the Steve Gerber Show, live from Studio G in the heart of America. I am Steve Gerber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I'll be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's do this. Number one this hour, Joe Biden's student loan scheme is going to cost America more than $1.4 trillion. Yeah, trillion. It just keeps getting worse, and the working people of America are kind of pissed off about it. Number two, another round of polling shows Donald Trump winning in all seven swing states, and his lead is growing, and the uprising on U.S. college campuses not doing Joe Biden any favors at all in his reelection. And number three, the Columbia War is turning hot because there's no leadership at the university level, not at the New York City's mayor's office, not at the governor's palace, certainly not in the White House. And it got violent last night. That's right. They stormed Hamilton Hall, did the New York City Police Department. The NYPD went in. Over on the West Coast, UCLA turned into a hot riot zone. Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, I found this on the web for police.
What in the world? Hello? My phone just attacked me. Siri, stay out of this. Anyhow, the problem is a big fat one for Joe Biden and company. I don't know how that happens, folks. I got attacked by my phone. Joe Biden's crowning achievement to date. Watch and listen.
I understand their passion. They have a point.
I've heard gas the Jews.
I don't resent his passion. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. I understand their passion.
I understand their passion is Joe Biden's response to all the violence across America. I understand their passion. America's not buying any of this. The police, like I say, still clearing UCLA, still clearing Columbia University, still on the move right now. Yep, smashing into Hamilton Hall at Columbia, just an omen of what's about to happen. Listen to this. Yeah, this is what it's like when the children take over and there aren't any adults in the room. This is what happens. No adults to be found. Can you imagine paying $400,000 and sending your kid to Columbia and this going on, or UCLA or the University of Michigan or elsewhere? We've seen enough. All right, we have seen enough. The University of Florida says, we're not running a daycare. We're not putting up with this. Speaking of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis there says, don't pull that stunt here because we won't tolerate it, which has been found to be excessively clear. Here's the governor.
You're chasing Jewish students around when you're not letting a Jewish professor enter a building, when you're targeting people like that. That's not free speech. I mean, that's harassment. That violates appropriate conduct. And yet, at Columbia, at Yale, all these places, those folks rule the roost. They do whatever they want. And these administrators and the presidents of these universities are weak. They're scared, and they don't do anything. You know, you do that in Florida at our universities, we're showing you the door. You're going to be expelled when you're doing that stuff. And you know what? The minute people start to face consequences, you are not going to see this nonsense going on.
You won't see it going on, not when there are adults in the room. Hamilton Hall was overtaken Monday night on the Columbia University campus in New York City. Officers moved in around 9 o'clock last night Then they went in, pulled an intervention beginning at about 11 o'clock last night. Columbia has requested our assistance to take back their campus, which has seen disturbing acts of violence, forms of intimidation, and destruction of property, said NYPD Deputy Commissioner Kaz Doherty. That was posted on X. Footage from the raid shows officers climbing ladders to enter Hamlet. They went up on a fire truck. I don't know if you saw this or not. They went up on a fire truck and climbed through the window. We're in constant communication with university officials. Our priority is and always will be public safety for all. They use distraction devices, typically light sound devices like flashbangs or a powder charge in a canister to clear agitators out of the hall. Tear gas not used because that creates, you know, an environmental problem going forward. Arrest totals we do not know, but several, many were arrested and dragged out. And look, these revolutionaries are going to have a revolutionary revelation today. Your tuition's been canceled. Your scholarship has been taken away. Your privileges have been revoked. You have been kicked out of school. Smashing buildings. Racist epithets. Anti-Semitism. Joe Biden's America. Joe Biden's chaotic America at UCLA. Man, it got worse. It got ugly out of UCLA. As the anti-Israel encampment was taken down, fireworks were launched. Jewish students came in and tore down a good part of that. Jewish kids came in and tore down the entire encampment at UCLA. It was another violent excursion and exchange. And again, my friends, this is an omen. This is a preview of what's going to happen this summer around this country. If Israel doesn't capitulate to the demands of college kids in America and Europe, well, apparently, there's going to be hell to pay. I mean, that's what we're gathering, right? There's going to be hell to pay. People not too thrilled with it. People not too thrilled with Joe Biden either, obviously. A moment for one of our great sponsors now. Common Sense Reason Gold is pushing all-time highs right now. How about the fact that everything's on the rise price-wise? The debt's exploding, and we're giving billions to Ukraine and elsewhere. It's a presidential election year where Joe Biden is failing miserably. All of this creates chaos, and that's why Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold. Text Gruber to 989898. Get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of satisfied customers, and you can count on Birch Gold, too. Just text Gruber to 989898. Claim your free information kit and protect your savings from uncertainty. Do that today. Coming up. Is it time for Ron? No, he's next hour. Mark Mix will be here, the National Right to Work Committee president. We'll talk about what's happening in America when it comes to going to work today. I'll be right back. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Hi, I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit adoptuskids.org for more information.